Good morning. It's good to see everybody again. And on July 22nd, we sent from this church 10 people down to the Dominican Republic. And they went down there, and I'm not going to tell you all they did because they're going to tell you now. They're going to come one at a time and explain what they did. But it was fantastic. And perhaps two great things happened besides building a house with somebody in a leper colony, which is great in itself. But one, they saw God working among them. And that's beautiful. Oftentimes we go our day, we don't really recognize God working. So that's a big thing when you can say, today I saw God working. And the second thing is that they got to know each other a lot better, which is also a beautiful thing and very important. So they're going to come forward in a moment and share their experiences with you and us. John Fields is going to come first, but let me just mention that we opened up this trip, this one-week trip, to any adults that want to go, and any sons or daughters who want to go with their parents or with their parent, and they had to be at least high school age. It wasn't a high school age trip, but we opened it up that far. And it just turned out that we had five adults and five almost adult children, male and female, which I thought was really spectacular. So in each case, there was a couple, a dad and a son or a daughter, which was just beautiful. So, not trying to steal anybody's thunder nor take time away from Pastor Rob, who's going to give the message later. Let me invite John Fields up here. There he is. And John's going to share. I know God saw work through John quite powerfully. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Pastor. Bienvenidos! Dios te bendiga! Señor Juan, I don't think my microphone's on. Bienvenidos!
Leo, why are you speaking Spanish when we're back in the U.S.?
Well, I don't know. Why did you let me out of the luggage just yesterday? Maybe I still thought I was in the Dominican.
Leo, today we're here. Today we're going to show a video, a slideshow to everyone and fill them in on what's going on, okay? You lay down and be quiet.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. So I think we're going to get the slideshow up here. And then I'll go through that, and then I believe everybody else is going to come up and have a little something to say. This is our slideshow of the missions trip from GBC to the Dominican Republic. This is us at the Philadelphia International Airport. Cindy Jones and Cage Jones and Charlie DePace were kind enough to take us to the airport. This is us grabbing all our luggage. I'm going to zip through these. We got a lot of slides, but I'm sure you're going to want to see them all. This is the guys hanging out after they just started their sweating for the week. The girls hanging out as well. We had a lot of fun. Pastor Steve's right. One of the cool things about this trip was the bonding that took place between the members. Like, we all were familiar with one another. We knew each other. But now, you know, it's hard to pass each other without throwing a hug around one another or something like that. We definitely drew closer together. And I think it was a result of us as individuals drawing closer to the Lord as well. There's Rob and Brianna, of course, Lloyd and Quincy.
I don't think I am on. They'll figure it out. I think Leo's might have been on, but mine was off. Okay. By the way, that is Leo, so you'll see more pictures of him. I wanted to show you this map here. As you probably know, the Dominican is right here, if you notice where the... It's hard to hold this thing steady this far away, but... you probably are familiar with this map because of the recent storms that have been rolling through the Caribbean area. And when you start to see some of these pictures, you can see the kind of devastation that these storms can have on these people down here. Here's the capital, Santo Domingo. That's where we flew in. Our plane actually came across the island and went back over the water and came down. And this San Cristobal, right to the left of it, right below that is the place called Nigua, which is where we did our ministries and helped out. This is the flag of the Dominican Republic. It has the emblem here in the center, which we zoom in on that a little bit. And it's the only, Murph Ram was telling us, it's the only flag of the entire world that actually has an open Bible on the flag. Tradition has it that the Bible is open to John 8:32, which says, "And the truth shall set you free." Murph Ram was informing us that it's kind of ironic that they've actually nationally used that as an assumption that they have God's protection. But the actual culture and surroundings are quite deprived morally, which we can probably relate to in our country these days, huh? This is a picture of us coming between the airport. As you can tell, it is a tropical area. This is the whole gang here on one of the piers that jetted out. And this girl here is Vicky. She's one of the daughters of Murfram. This is the hotel we were staying at, called the Bella Epoca. It was a hostel. This is the view from the balcony. And it was a really kind of cool place to stay, all open and everything as well. Traveling in the DR was a little bit different than here. You saw some things on those roads down there that we laughed a lot about, didn't we? But it was also traveling in a van with all 10 of us together. One quick story, one time. Well, let me just say that the smell in the van going to the work site in the morning was way different than the smell in the van coming home. But we kind of got used to it. At one point, we're riding along, and you kind of just do what you can to get comfortable. And I believe Ken had his arms stretched out. And he thought he had his hand on top of the headrest behind Lloyd, but it was actually Lloyd's head. So we got a lot of laughs out of that. And then, of course, everybody, as they had opportunity, also put their hand on top of Lloyd's head whenever possible. So we did laugh a lot in this trip. But, yeah, that's us squeezing into the van. We were never quite sure what things we were going to see as we traveled. This guy is sitting on the back of a truckload full of plantains, I believe. And, you know, just a normal Monday, Tuesday travel to work. This guy had 15 chairs stacked up on the back of his motorcycle. We saw all kinds of things on motorcycles. They had 3 people at one time on a motorcycle. And road signs down there are just suggestion. People do whatever they want to do, and whoever has the best sounding horn, I think, has the right of way down there. But we actually saw a guy, not only with 2 passengers, we saw a guy transporting propane tanks on the back of his motorcycle. It was quite the interesting thing here. I'm pretty sure we may have surprised a few people as well as we traveled. One of the routines of our day was I would hang Leo out the window and talk to the people. Thankfully, Leo knew a little bit of Spanish. So we would scream out blessings to them, Dios te bendiga, God bless you, and talk to them. We have some pictures that didn't make the slideshow of people's reactions, and it was absolutely priceless. So we had a lot of fun. On Leo's shirt there, it says, God's got a plan for me. So I altered that a little bit while I was down there with the kids and told them, Dios tiene un plan para tú. And to see their faces when you spoke to them, first of all, they weren't interested in me at all, but they flocked to Leo. And they would just stare at him, and the fact that my mouth moved when his didn't matter at all. So here Leo's getting his hair braided for, so he could match the girls when he got down there. And Leo actually gave us, he gave the toll to one of the toll people one morning, which she was not very happy about, but we got a kick out of it. So we definitely had a good time. Here's a sign of Nigua. That's as we went there. It was probably about a 35-minute ride, I guess, each morning. It was an instant bond between us and the kids. The kids down there are no different than the kids here. They love to be hugged. They love climbing trees. And they just love to play. And we loved it. And to see the way the Lord prepared their hearts, as well as preparing our hearts going down, it was an instant mesh. At the work site, this was us the first day as we were introduced to the work site. The interesting thing about this trip was, you see the house here. This is the house that we were in the process of replacing. All the other projects that GBC was involved with the senior high group going down, they finished off the project. This was the first time that we were down there. We actually started the project. So we actually had a hand in tearing down the old house. And that was, I kind of liked that, seeing that. So this is us that first day, and they had set aside the whole day to tear the house down. The girls actually had some time to hand out some coloring pages, which they did. This area here, they're actually sitting on top of a septic area. It was like a concrete. And then you see here the pipes. So that was an old house or something that used to be in that area. It's their play spaces are interesting. This is the family that we did the work for. This is Stuart. This is Carmen. Here's Murfrum. And Murfrum told us a story on the way back that day. We actually had, I'll get to that in a second. Here's the house again that we tore down. Just kind of looks like a shack because it was. Here's inside with their stuff cleaned out finally. This was their toilet area that was actually to the side of the house. And this is us going through it one last time. But you see the sheathing up top and stuff and the corrugated sheet metal that was used for the roof. It was just patchwork everywhere. And you can just imagine the devastation that a hurricane going through an area like this with all these houses and so forth like that. And please continue to be in prayer for those people down there as well. We had a dedication ceremony before. This is Pastor Dago. He's the father that gathered up his family and moved from Honduras into this area as he was moved by the Lord. There's Murfrum. And again, here's Stuart. And we had a nice little dedication where we presented ourselves and the project to the Lord. And they both had something to say. And then Rob spoke on behalf of GBC. And just everybody in the group agreed that it was the Lord spoke through Rob that day in a powerful way. Here again is Carmen and Stuart. She broke down and was crying a lot. The interesting thing about that real quick is Murfrum told us on the way back for 3 weeks as he was communicating with her, letting them know that they're the family they chose, that they're going to be doing this project for them, building them a house. She had no emotion whatsoever. As a matter of fact, 3 days before we got down there, they still had their things in the house. And Murfrum had to say, I'm coming with a team. We're tearing your house down. You have got to make arrangements to get your stuff moved out. And so she finally did. But the reality, I think, set in at this dedication that they were actually going to do what they said they were going to do. And to see the Lord work undoubtedly in her heart and Stuart's heart as well. And to hear that Murfrum said for 3 weeks that woman never showed one sign of emotion. And she was clearly affected by the Lord here at this moment. So, and no doubt it was the Lord speaking through Rob that day as well. And our presence. So after this, this is me doing what I'm very good at. I was telling Ken to go and do something. And he was very good at listening, so I'll give him credit. No, I'm just kidding. So we were getting right ready to tear the house down. You didn't need a whole lot of tools, just maybe a work glove, and then you could kind of start ripping this stuff apart. And it didn't take long before that thing was leaning, and we pretty much just pushed it over. Again, there's a piece of the sheet metal. We made a pile of it, and then later that afternoon they backed a dump truck down that little alley, and we loaded that up, and their house was gone. We actually had time to spare. Here we are digging the footers and getting everything set up. And we had some markings on the ground as to where to go. It was being run by a construction crew there. And then we had these big stumps that we had to get dug out. Enter Brad and Lloyd. And everybody worked very hard on the work site. Nobody knows. Here's Ken digging away. Ken would often dump water on himself right before we got back from VBS to make it look like he was really hot and sweated a lot. So I think this is maybe one of those shots. No, I'm just kidding. It was hot. The sun kind of beats through you there. So this is, interesting. Here is Stuart as well. He was he's a fisherman. He would actually dive locally and get fresh fish and so forth. He was active also working on the house and stuff. So I got to zip through this or I'm going to take all the time and Rob's going to throw something at me. So here's the rebar. Woohoo. Mixing concrete right in the street, filling up the wheelbarrow. This is all part of the construction process. And this was the block as it was getting laid down. And then this is the final construction pick. You can start to see a house coming together. So praise the Lord. We got a great start on that as far as that goes. And we're just thrilled to have been a part of it. This was a house we stopped at later in the week. Possibly one that Murfrum was looking into as being the next project after they completed that. Inside was basically two rooms. You see their living conditions, completely unlike ours. And just the amount of kids that they had in there as well. This is their kitchen and their dishes. You see them draining over here. A propane tank, which undoubtedly they used for the stovetop and things like that. Ministering in Nigwa, again, was very easy. The first day, Monday that is, after we tore down the house, a few of us went to a nearby field and we gathered some kids. And Leo was like the Pod Piper, man. They just came out of the house and they just followed us out in the field. We had a wonderful play time with them. This group here was actually a baseball team that was practicing in the area. Baseball's huge in the Dominican Republic. And I was fortunate enough to share with them since I had coached baseball for many years. I actually ran a practice with them. We gathered probably about 50 to 75 people afterwards and shared the gospel with them. And many heads were bowed in a sincere fashion afterwards. And we just pray that the Lord would continue to bless that seed that was planted. This is us playing kickball with them. Again, they're not unlike, they're exactly like us. They love to play. Some of us privileged ones actually had time to get their hair done down there in the Dominican. That was quite an experience at times. and others just got to pretend to be horses. So they would love to run around. The kids would chase them around, and everybody wanted a horseyback ride. And so there's Bella running around, and Rob's out here a couple times too. So our calves got a good workout that week. These are some of the shots here as well. There's Quince hanging out also and playing with the kids. Night times at the DR. This was a taxi ride. I could go on and on telling you all the stories, but just get up with us individually. We'd be glad to share more with you. The girls had a wonderful taxi ride, didn't you, girls? we got to see some of the sites. This was down in Colonial Dominican. This was actually closed, but it's amazing what a few pesos will do. The guard let us in, and we actually had free reign of the entire place. So, this is a tower, and then this is one of our eateries. We would all eat together at night. This was an open kind of thing outside, and this was one of the local hot spots that Murfram showed us and things. Had a great time, and then they treated us to a real nice sit-down dinner. I believe that was Thursday night. This was a steak place or something like that, so we got spoiled while we were there as well. This is a picture of us having worship with them. Praising the Lord in Spanish, which I know a little bit of, was kind of a really, really cool experience for me personally. Again, this is Pastor Dago brought the message. And here's some shots of our vacation Bible school. This was a school that we were allowed and permitted to use for the VBS portion. And across the street from that school here, you see this building had this written on it. It says, La Gloria es de Dios Exclusivades Cristo Viene, which means the glory is God's exclusively. Christ is coming. And it's just kind of a cool thing that that was written every day. We saw that as we're playing out in the schoolyard with the kids. And that wasn't even part of the school complex and things like that. Having God worked into the public culture in that area is not a problem at all. It's something that we can learn from, I believe. This is Rebecca. She's the sister of Murfram and the daughter of Pastor Dago. And these are some helpers over here that helped. This is the school bus. We would cart the kids into that school area from Nigwa, which it wasn't that far, a few blocks away. And this was the classroom and so forth that we were able to use. Again, there's a ton of stories that I could say that we just don't have time for. But you just look at the faces and the coloring pages that we were able to give them. And the messages on the pages were related to our messages in the VBS. It's just an absolute joy to bring some joy and to be used by the Lord in such a wonderful way. And just look at the faces and their names pop right back up. And then the playtime, we would be out in the schoolyard. They love baseball, so we would play baseball with them. And just had a great time with that and making these connections. And it's, you know, you can't help but think about them as these storms roll through their area. This was between the buildings here, and we would have lessons out there as well. This is Bella trying to learn one of their hand games. She wasn't very good at it, but she got better. There's Brad. hanging out and making some friends there as well as Quincy is here too. There's Leo. Leo was very popular except for one kid, which I'll show you in a minute. I wasn't allowed to bring Leo out when he was there. We actually had a morning in the session and a morning in the afternoon, and we would pray with them at the end of that session after bringing a story, and they'd have time for coloring and play time and stuff like that, and that was really good. This is, we actually taught them a song, and we did kind of a cadence to it that was really, they really loved and caught on. And to hear the volume of that song grow throughout the week until the end of that week, no doubt pretty much everybody in Nigwa heard them singing. There were times that I had to go outside and just give praise to the Lord, because to be part of something like that was a tremendous blessing. It had rain one day, which they enjoyed. Now watch this kid's facial expressions as they go through playing this don't blink game. So we had moments like that a lot. This was another one where we kind of just talked to them about the reward that comes when you take the narrow path. It's often you receive reward at the end of that, as opposed to walking between the lines like the rest of the world wants you to do. So we used the facilities as we could down there, and it was great. And then we would cart the kids home in the bus. That's actually Angel. He's one of the he's the son of Carmen and Stuart. This is us back at the work site at the end of the day, picking up the workers. Lloyd was like a human plaything that they just loved to hang on. And he would just, everywhere he went, he was just like draped with kids. So he loved it, and they loved it too. Quint's hanging out with Daniel, one of the sons of, I think, Leo. And there's Mr. Marty hanging out. He would just become the climbing agent. They would climb on him too and do that little flip thing. So that was a lot of fun too. Here's Brad and Quince hanging out with some of the kids. And I got to hurry up, I'm sure. Leo hanging out. This was us the last day at the church. We actually had the kids there. They watched a movie. This is the boy that was afraid of Leo. Man, he came apart when I took him out. And no matter what I did to kind of console him, the only thing I could do was put him away. But he was this little guy. He was full of energy. And now, here's Bella with one of the stuffed animals that the ladies group here had made. And we took down bags of them and handed them out, and they were a huge hit. As you see, each one of them had their own personality, and no doubt in my mind that the Lord had each specific stuffed animal in the hands of every child as they should have been, even though it seemed chaotic to us. This is the daughter, I believe, of Stuart and Carmen. And you can just see, just by looking at them, how easy it is to love on them. So that's the end of the slideshow. And thank you for your support and your prayers. And I'll hand it over to Abby.
Hi, everyone. So I'm Abby Fields. John Fields is my dad. It's been such a blessing being able to go on this trip. Just even being able to go, because last year, this was my last year of high school, this past year, but I was able to go with the senior high on the missions trip to Dominican Republic. That was my first time going. So this was my second time going to the Dominican Republic. Last year when I went with the senior high, I got back and I just broke down and cried. I was so sad that I had to leave all these people, the relationships that I made, and just like not being able to see them again. But here the Lord had me going the very next year, that summer. So that was really cool being able to go down again. I want to thank everyone at GBC for being so loving and supportive with your prayers, and even some financially. It was just so awesome. Especially I want to thank the junior hires for praying with a few of us during the VBS week. That was really cool right before I went down, that they were just willing to pray with us and be with us. The first time down with the senior high, I built a lot of relationships. So this time when I went, I already had those relationships. So this year I really focused on my relationship with the Lord, and I was challenged in my walk with the Lord to grow, so it was really cool. I loved that even in a totally different part of the world, the Lord was still with me, so that was really cool. I had to trust God a lot during this trip. One reason was the VBS program. One day you can see that it rained. Well, I was nervous because the outdoor facility, that's where we played with all the kids. So I was nervous about the rain, but we ended up having like a huge water fight with cups and like dumping water. So that was really cool. Talking to the kids in different languages was nerve-wracking, but I noticed that trusting the Lord through all that really helped, and that God's love is louder than any other language that you could have. So that was cool. Whether it was playing soccer or football, what's called down there, playing baseball, drawing with chalk, we did that a lot, or even letting the kids braid my hair. It was really cool just being with the kids and loving on them and showing them God's love. So it was really amazing, and I'm so thankful for this experience.
Good morning, I'm Ken Jones. I want to thank everybody here at GBC because you were a part of this trip, whether through prayers, financial, the crayons, what you saw, or the sidewalk chalk. All these mission trips, or a lot of mission trips I've been on, Lord reveals himself, so I just wanted to tell a story of how God brought Scripture to life. Everyone's probably read about the feeding of the 5,000. The feeding. Sorry, getting nervous. But you can read that in Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21. We were at the leper hospital, and the mission team, half of us was there, and the other half was at the VBS site. Give me a second. But the Lord really showed himself. We ate, we had the pans like most of us use for cookouts. But we ate, we decided to take the rest back to the workers that were the village workers there that didn't come with us. So they ate, and with the food that was left over, we decided to give to the people in the town. Well, we opened up the back of the car, I'm serving, kids are coming, grown-ups are coming, men, children, and I'm looking at the back of this vehicle, and I'm thinking, what am I going to say to these people when we run out? And I was shoveling it on the plates. I'm thinking, should I conserve, maybe put a little bit on? Well, they kept coming. I kept shoveling. I turned around. Everybody had their fill. Everybody that wanted to eat there ate. I look in the pan, and there's still food. So we actually asked people who wanted the leftovers for their evening meal. And I tell you, just when you were looking at the people and I was looking at the pan, I was just amazed. And I don't know how it kept coming back, but praise the Lord. It's amazing to see God at work, but in our daily lives, sometimes we just don't realize his power and grace and what he does. So I just wanted to give you a little glimpse into that side of the trip. There was many, many stories that we had with the kids, but most of the mission trips I go on, we have a specific goal that we want to do, and we don't know what God's going to reveal to us. And I just wanted to share that he brought Scripture to life, and it's amazing to be there and to see him at work. So, thank you.
Sorry I couldn't be there, but I still wanted to share my time in the Dominican Republic. Every time I talk about it, it leaves me speechless. But it was just amazing. I was with VBS most of the time, and if I wasn't at VBS, I went to the work site, but I would play with the kids, and it was just amazing to see God's work through his people. Those kids don't have anything. They don't have anything, but they give you everything that they have. They want to love you. They want to play with you. They were just amazing. you know, we would do VBS there, and John would talk, and the kids would just ask questions that you wouldn't really think they would ask, but you could tell by those questions they were paying attention. They wanted to know more about God. And I remember one time when we were praying, I lifted up my head and I looked at all the children, and every single one of them, their heads were bowed and their eyes were closed. And you don't know if they were, you know, accepting the Lord or, you know, really taking in what John was saying, but you just pray that they were. Not a day goes by that I don't think about all the little children. I pray for them every day, but I know God will keep them safe. We planted that seed, and God is going to help them grow. We definitely left our fingerprint, but it wouldn't have been possible without the church, without all the prayers and friends and family that help support all of us go. I hope I get the chance to go back just to see those little kids and to see how they will grow. But if not, I know that God will definitely keep all of them safe and help them all grow to learn to love Him if they don't love Him already. It was just truly amazing. It was a blessing, and God is just wonderful. Those kids, they are just a blessing.
Good morning. My name is Lloyd Adams. I was let go by my job at the end of January. This turned out to be a good thing for me. This allowed me to go on my first men's retreat as well as my first missions trip. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go on this missions trip with my son. I was able to get to know 8 other people at our church on a different level than the standard Sunday greetings, you know, like, hello, how are you, how you doing, talk to you later, and later as always the following Sunday. We were able to bond on a different personal and spiritual level. I found out Marty was very giving. Rob, Brian, and John have a great sense of humor, and John is also very attached to Leo. Ken is very loving, and you heard that story. Brad is very talented. Bella is very organized, and Abby is very caring. I enjoyed watching the children come up to us when we would pull up in a van in the morning. How once they got to know us, their faces would light up. How certain kids created a personal bond with different people in our group. Even though we didn't speak Spanish and they didn't speak English, we found a way to communicate and understand each other. I feel blessed I was able to go on this trip with this group of people to be able to help a family and make a difference in their lives, to share God's message through work and word. This is something that I will never forget. This was not only a physical journey for me, but a spiritual one as well. I will always have fun memories of this missions trip. Even falling to the septic wasn't that bad.
Morning, I'm Quincy Adams. Ever since the third grade, I've wanted to go on a missions trip. I always thought that I'd have to wait till I was in 10th grade to be able to go, but earlier this spring, my dad had asked me if I wanted to go on this missions trip, and I decided I wanted to go. So this was my first missions trip, and I was nervous before we had left. I didn't know everyone on the team that well. I was going to be on a plane for the first time since I was a baby, and we were going to a completely different country with a language that I didn't completely understand. I ended up accidentally telling the guy that I loved him instead of saying hello. When we first left the airport and got into the city, I was surprised. I already knew that we were going to the capital city, but a lot of the buildings were run down and old, and some of the houses outside the city were really just shacks. And the traffic there was probably the scariest part of the trip, and except for when the plane took off. I almost screamed then. When we got to the church, everyone there started to greet us. Everyone there was really nice and friendly and kind. I was surprised by how many people greeted us there. It was a small church, but it still felt like there were a lot of people there who welcomed us in, which I'm not really used to here. The kids there were great. I loved getting to know them all. There was one boy there who was in one of the pictures with me and Brad. His name was Tomao. We spent one of the first few days together, and I've been praying for him, and I hope that next year I can see him again when we go. VBS was really fun. It was great getting to know the kids, and John had amazing lessons. It was great getting to hear them with the kids and see how the kids felt during them. The worksite was also really fun, too. When we would take breaks, the kids would come and talk and play with you. Brad actually started a rock stacking thing there. So while we would take breaks, the kids would come up to us and show us how many rocks they could stack. Overall, the trip was really great, and I can't wait to go back next year.
Good morning. I'm Marty McDowell, and I was the self-designated senior citizen of the trip this past summer. But no one called me an old geezer. I want to just first say that it was a great experience, and it was just enjoyable on every level. When we were huddled together over here in room 142 in the late winter, early spring, right up till the trip, we were in prayer. We were in a lot of discussion about what lay before us. And we were praying for God's blessing on our work. We were praying for team unity and team safety. And God answered those prayers on every level, and we just give him the praise. That we sang earlier this morning about every knee bowing before God eventually in heaven, and that's what missions is all about. That's what we're all about here, and our prayer is that we planted seeds. We hope that those seeds will come to fruit, and we'll maybe see some people in heaven eventually from the Dominican. I think I should say that the trip was one of the reasons for a great success. Was we had two veterans of mission trips with us. Ken Jones has been doing. He's been going on a summer missions trip every year since 2003, so he brought a lot of a wealth of experience to the team. He just being involved that many years, and also Rob, with his experience here on the in the church with the summer and adult missions, and just thank them for their experience and sharing that with us. Back in 1979, I made a missions trip as a 21-year-old college student, and I went to Central Alaska Missions and served in Glen Allen, Alaska for the summer. So that was a long time ago. It was my first experience with a summer missions team, but it proved to be an anchor point in my Christian walk in faith, and so I look back on that as a great experience and put it up there with this past year as far as high points in my Christian walk. Back when the DR trip was announced in the late winter, I had been thinking of a summer mission trip. In fact, 3 or 4 years ago, I thought I might be making one, but things just didn't turn out. The timing wasn't right. So it's been something in the back of my mind, but this year when it was announced, God confirmed it. Sandy, my wife, was fully supportive. And so I came out to a meeting and tried to learn more about it. And little did I know that Brad, my son, would be thinking the same way, too. And so I have to admit that when I was committed to the trip, I had three concerns. I immediately jumped on the internet when I got home. I wanted to see, how hot does it get down in the Dominican? Are there mosquitoes? Because in Alaska, the state bird is a mosquito. And I'd had enough of that. And then also, how long of a flight was it? And it was hot down there. The temperatures, they'd never reached triple digits, but it got hot. And if you're going to go to the Domingo, you're going to sweat. Mosquitoes had maybe 3 or 4 the whole time, so that was great. And the flight time was only 4 hours, so that's doable even for my restless legs. If you want to learn more about Great Commission of Latin America, I'd encourage you to go on their website. It's gcla.org, and they're basically all about Matthew 28:18. That's the Great Commission, where Christ pushes his disciples into the world, telling them to go out and make disciples, baptize, and lo, I'm with you to the end of the age. And it's a great organization. I found that out. I didn't really know much about it going in, but it is a great organization, and that is their central theme. There's many churches in Latin America and under the GCLA banner, and that is... as well as in Santo Domingo. I would encourage anyone who is thinking of summer missions that you would think about it, pray about it, and then go. It's a life-changing experience. It's a great experience. And we thank you for praying for us, giving, and most of all for all those crayons. The kids really love them.
Hello, my name is Brad McDowell. I was a little bit nervous to come up here today and talk to you all, but talked to Jesse Neusatter. He said what he does is just imagine that the congregation is naked, and that helps him. So, it's working. Yeah, so that's good. I'm going to make this quick because we're running out of time, but it is my first missions trip, and I was a little bit nervous about going. I had some reservations and doubts. Really didn't know what it was going to be like and didn't know what to expect. For some reason, I thought that we were going to be like in the jungle, but it really wasn't. The Dominican Republic is kind of like a very poor Florida, if you can imagine that. And so there was a lot of things that could have gone wrong. There was a lot of things that maybe couldn't have worked out the way that they did, but I saw God throughout the whole trip, and it was just really an honor to be there and be part of the DR Church's vision down there, which is really just a humble vision. You know, they just want to build houses in Igua. That's where they feel that God's calling them. And but God is just doing so much through that, simple, humble vision. So it was a great honor to be there, and I just thank you for all your support.
Okay, hi, my name's Brianna Rohr, and I didn't originally plan to go on this missions trip. I heard on multiple occasions in the church morning announcements that there was an adult missions trip going, but I didn't really give it a second thought. Then my dad came in my room one night and was like, asked me if I wanted to go. And I missed out on the youth one, like the previous trip, and I wanted to see what it was like in person rather than all my dad's pictures. So I decided I would go. During the week, I spent the majority of the time with the kids at VBS. Since I love sports, I played with the boys, baseball, and all that stuff. During the week, it was really humbling to see the kids get so excited over things we take for granted, like stickers and coloring pages. It was neat. And it was also really cool that we all grew closer together. Like, in the beginning of the week, us kids would only talk to our parents, or we'd stay really quiet. But by the end of the week, people ended up in other people's beds at night, and it was really cool to hang out and get to laugh with everyone. I highly recommend that if you ever get a chance to go on a missions trip, you take it. It was really eye-opening and exciting. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I am the last to go, and we are out of time, so I am really not going to share much about this trip. I will say that Jesse gave me the same advice that he gave Brad, and it really does work, so that is a good thing. But it was good to go on this trip. I think you could see just by the diversity in age, just the skills and giftedness that God assembled in that team was just a neat thing to be a part of. I did prepare a message, and I would like to share sometime. I don't know if Pastor Wayne maybe let me share next week or another time, but there's things I want to share that just are too powerful, too much glory to God, that I don't want to rush it and not give it the correct justice or give our God the correct injustice and not get him the glory and rushing through something like that. So I'm just going to close this portion in prayer right now, and then before you're dismissed, Pastor Wayne's going to come up and make an announcement. So I'll pray, and everybody stay seated, and Pastor Wayne will come up then and finish us off. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for that trip. We just thank you for the team that you assembled to go. I just thank you for how we grew closer to each other, how we grew closer to you as well through that time. We just thank you for the seeds that were planted in the Dominican Republic. We just pray for the church down there, that you're continuing to grow that church, that you're encouraging them, that they've been able, some of those families, you think about just trying to survive some of these hurricanes. We pray for those that we know made profession of the faith and those that were just still debating about it. We just pray that you're working through your Holy Spirit in their lives. We just continue to look forward to the next youth trip next summer as we'll be planning to go back down there again. We just thank you for the great work that you have done and the great work that we trust that you continue to do in the country of the Dominican Republic. We thank you now for all you do in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.